Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
It was your last day of work. Cheers!
It was, and just like that.
Just like that, we got Margs in our hand. It's a Friday night, cold as the...
Witch's tit.
I was going to say the devil's asshole, but I feel like that would be kind of hot, to be honest.
You guys should have seen her brain trying to figure that one out.
The tequila. Are we even recording? What's happening? Here we go. Wait. Welcome to the CarCast Moms, guys.
That's Tashina Galvin.
This is Stephanie Pellegrini. We're going to try to be better today.
Are we?
Yes.
You should have sent me a memo.
Yes, I have things to discuss.
I did not come on my best behavior.
Well, you don't have to be on your best behavior, but I have things to discuss.
Okay.
Okay? So I have, Am I the Assholes? I have a very fun Christmas song that I feel like you would enjoy. We're going to listen to it together, and I want to get your reaction. And then, something that I had sent to you earlier this week that I feel like should be addressed, because it was a little downer and I had to share it with you, and then I feel like I really put you down and I'm sweating up a storm right now.
You put me down?
Yeah. Like to sleep.
Oh.
What were you going to say before I rudely interrupted?
I don't even remember. I don't know. I don't have...
Good. Because if you guys were on our last podcast, we just really went...
It wasn't...
What?
That was Russian for saying it wasn't as bad as she's saying. We just didn't exactly have a topic.
No. We had 18.
We kind of had, we could call it a New Year's special because we talked about fixing our lives. My life.
Okay. I mean, we could. We could also say that all we did was fucking rant for... 85
that
minutes.
That is how every single podcast we do is. So.
Sometimes we do have a little bit of je ne sais quoi.
Huh?
Isn't that the word?
I don't know.
First of all, you guys, speaking of words we don't know, I got a text message from Stephanie that said, what's that? How's that? What's that song called? And this is what she wrote, guys. These, T-H-E-S-E, knobby, K-N-O-B-B-Y dot D-O-T.
Say it fast.
These knobby dot. And I said immediately, Feliz Navidad. So you're welcome for that. She also asked me for a teacher. We have not been in school, you guys, for 800 years. And she asked me if I had a picture on me of a certain school teacher.
Trinity... Am I allowed to talk about
yes.
something that's not on the
yeah,
list?
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, that was part
Jesus
of... No, it was on the list.
And this is not, though.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Trinity...
I'll allow
got
it.
...got a letter from Harvard.
I mean...
Not even kidding.
Wow.
Like, literally, to her. Don't ask me how. But it's a legit thing, because my mom made a meeting with the counselor. And that's what was happening, is she was on her way to the counselor. Well, she wasn't. We were having lunch. But after lunch, she was going to meet... Because she's a better mom than me. She was going to meet Trinity.
She's a better mom to my children.
Counselor to meet him and talk about it and see. It's like a 3 or 4 day thing in Boston, obviously, Harvard, for future medical professionals where she could sit in on a surgery. It's like a whole seminar for kids. And she wants to do medical stuff, so... Anyway, so she's seeing if it was legit because there's like college credits and stuff that comes with it. Like a cool opportunity for her. So she's like, well, Mr. Hunt is the counselor.
Who was and also like, the counselor when we were there.
He was there 97 years ago.
Exactly.
And she was like, yeah, I think so. And I'm like, he's a handsome man. And she's like, I don't want to say, but oops. Anyways. Moral, end of this story is I had the wrong teacher.
So
I was like, the really handsome older guy, and I was explaining to her the salt and pepper hair, and he's tall and skinny, and he was handsome, and he was old even when we were there, and yeah. I was like, my God, he's handsome for an old man. And that, so I had to text Ashina, like, who's the old man teacher that used to help teach Spanish, right?
Is that what I honestly don't know what, I don't even think he did anything. He was just like
just
a fixture in the hallways.
Looking like a snack.
A geriatric one, but no, he was he was very handsome, salt and pepper hair, tall. I don't even think I spoke ever two words to that man.
I couldn't speak English to him.
I didn't, and his wife was a hobbit.
I said, hola.
And he was like, that's not the language I teach, girl.
Anyways.
Is she going to get to do it?
Hold on.
Oh.
Oh, we're still telling a story. So, you shouldn't have made me this margarita. So anyways, then she tells me it's Mr. Krume, and I was like, that is him? How did I miss those words coming? Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. Obviously it flows so well, Mr. Krume, and he's so handsome. It's just like, right. It went together. So I told my mom, she's like, oh yeah, I do remember him. And then I was like, Tashina, do you have a picture of him? Which I knew you weren't going to, but I thought it was funny to ask anyways. And she's like, no. Why the fuck would I have a picture of Mr. Krume from 97 years ago? Is he still around?
I have no idea. But then I asked Stephanie if she had yearbooks, and she's like, no. And I was like, what an idiot. She doesn't have her yearbooks. Then I went to go look for my yearbooks, and I can't find them. I had them. Where have they gone?
I don't know.
They're somewhere in that death trap of a closet I have.
Probably. Anyway, so I don't know if she's going to go or not. The determining factor is going to be if I hit the lottery or not.
Oh, I'm sure it's expensive.
Well, I didn't think that the, like, seminar itself was expensive. It's, like, less than $2,000, but then when you add on...
Flights, food, hotel.
Yeah.
It's not all, like, booked into one.
So she's going to talk to some travel person and see what she thinks and if there's anything we can do to make it. And then possibly, depending on cost, if we can, like, get it all together and see if it's a manageable thing, me, my mom, and Trin might go.
Oh, nice.
We'll see. But then once Trin, she knows... It's in Boston, and she knows Harvard, and I was a goddamn good homeschool teacher, so she knows the geography, is that the word?
Yes.
Of, like, the anatomy.
Of the United States.
Of the United States. She knows where it's at, and as soon as we said fly, she was like, we have to fly there? Panicking, and I'm like, yeah, but you'll be fine. Why can't we drive? Because it's on the other side of the country.
Yeah.
So maybe we won't.
Has she ever flown?
Never.
Oh.
That's what I'm telling her. Like, you'll be fine.
You'll be
like
fine.
It. Mom drugged me. To
yeah.
Go on the first flight.
Because I was going to say, you did the same thing.
That's why I said, Mom, if we have to, we'll just give her the drugs you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like,
Your mom's, excuse me,
she said,
what drugs?
We don't talk about that.
What drugs are you talking about?
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
Don't worry about it. Well, that's very exciting for her.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Good for her.
I don't know how she was nominated because. They said that it's a thing that, like, people from Yerington have gone before. It's a legit
Really?
Thing. Yeah, and somehow they get your names. And Trinity did put down that she wants to do medical studies. Like, is something Trinity wants to do. So I just don't understand how they got her name. But it's her grades and her
right.
citizenship and all that. Like, she is the best child
right.
I own. So, you know. Of course they picked her. And Jaden's like, because I'm telling her, like, if you go, it could look good on your...
Resume?
Yeah, or
college
applications.
Application.
And Jaden's like, well, if I just went and hung out, would it look good on mine? Like, well, I went with my sister to her. And I'm like, Jaden, no.
That's not how it works, babe.
You're not invited.
That's not how it works,
She's
babe.
Like, oh, well, I want to do makeup for famous people anyways.
There you go. Probably end up making more money than everybody.
Mm-hmm. I hope she shares.
No kidding. Did this week feel like it went by, like, at lightning speed? Oh, probably not for you.
You lived a different week. This week was 100% torture for me, I'm not gonna lie. Have you ever just been, like, done with something?
And, yeah.
Like everything this. About you has moved on except for your physical body that's
yes.
stuck there?
And you're just, like, watching and the clock is going backwards at
yeah.
that point? Well, I must have had the opposite effect because I felt like I was being dragged behind a horse and buggy and I could not come up for air.
Well, you look great for having
Oh, thank you.
Road burn.
Road burn. Oh, man. It was a long one. We had wrestling this week, dance. I'm a little sleepy. Actually, I almost fell asleep right before you showed up.
Really?
And then I remembered you asked for margaritas.
And then you were like, oh, shit.
Yeah, better fix those.
I got something, indigestion maybe going on.
I got some too.
I was going to say something. This is not going to go well.
Why?
I don't have a brain at the moment.
Oh, that's okay. You don't need it.
Oh, I asked you if we could do it earlier because at 6 o'clock, which I don't have to be there at 6. I don't care what time I'm there. But they're having a Christmas party at the station. So at some point, I will meander down there.
Well, that's okay. We don't have to talk for 300 hours, like, because I told my husband that we had a podcast, and he was like, are you kidding me? I wanted to go to dinner. And I was like, well, not once have you said anything about going to dinner. And when I got home, it was 4:15, and I was like, well, can we go afterwards? And he's like, well, I want to go now. And I'm like, are you 900 years old? You're going to go to bed at 5? It's 4:15.
Is he friends with Mr. Kume?
Probably. My God. My car keeps dinging at me, and it keeps saying, cleaning exhaust filter, must continue driving.
Should we take a stroll?
Well, I might have to, because every time, so it's been doing it all week, but all I've gone is from my office to here
so
to wrestling.
Hasn't been able
so,
to get its
exactly.
That's why I'm glad I don't have a smart car.
Oh my
like
God,
this,
she's
it's
just
such a high maintenance
Ruby's
bitch, really.
Ruby's really high maintenance. She's fabulous, and I love her with all of my being. And some twat
hit it
almost hit me on Main Street on like Wednesday. I think it was after the day that I saw you and I didn't wave to you.
Mm-hmm. You were very focused on the road.
I was very focused on the dogs.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure you were at 10 and 2.
Well, at that point I was, because you had just texted me and I was looking at my phone. And I was laughing, giggling to myself.
I'm coming down the road and she's coming at me.
I didn't see you at all.
Okay, well, she starts honking and I'm like, oh my God, she's letting the universe know that she loves me. This is weird. And I go to wave and she's looking the opposite direction, waving at somebody, but I don't even know who, supposedly more important than me. So I text her.
My coworker. Just saying that. Well, they had their dogs. They were walking their dogs. So I saw the dogs first, and then I honked, and I didn't even see the road. I was looking at the dogs.
How dare you honk at somebody like I'm not the most important person?
Whoopsies, that's my bad.
Did you hear me honk?
No, because when Jessica came in, I said, I got yelled at for honking to you today. And she goes, well, she honked back at you. And I was like, she did?
She noticed me.
Yeah, she did. Because she said she thought that we were honking at each other. Because they didn't realize I was honking at them.
It was a
cluster of a
what
fuck.
A mess. Anyways.
Yeah. Bring up your phone.
Okay.
Can you like bring up songs? Do you have like something that you could bring up songs on? Because this has to be a live one. I can't. Yeah, that should be. Yeah. And you're going to put in there. What?
Speaking of songs, I was trying really hard. Never mind, because I can't even remember his name now. We're trying to listen to Christmas music today, and I was trying to think of that Harry Connick Jr., whatever his name
Harry
is.
Harry Connick?
Thank you. Close enough.
Yeah.
He's a con artist.
Yeah.
And I said Nat King Cole.
Those and are two different people.
I figured that out because I kept saying how handsome he was.
Well, you need to quit saying how handsome people are.
I was trying to explain who he was, and then they pulled up Nat King Cole, and I'm like, well, I got my wires crossed because that ain't
They're
him.
Not even the same.
Okay, YouTube?
Yeah. And you need to bring up an old Ruby Fashion Christmas.
Oh, my God.
We need to have it loud. And it's a 70s song, and we're probably gonna need to pause at certain spots to
Linda Bennett?
Yeah. To you know, discuss this song.
Why can't I find it?
I don't know. Why'd you pick the one that
in 1996 the HIV cocktail arrived? It's not this guy. Were complicated and came with serious
We'll be right back. Okay, we got back off the HIV thing. If you have it, get yourself checked. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
Okay, I should probably put it up here. Where's your speaker? On the bottom? I don't know. Okay, are you ready?
Should we turn up?
It's loud enough.
This is your music, news, and weather station, bringing you the best in Christmas music on this beautiful Christmas Eve.
Oh, you're gonna love it. It's a 4-minute song, so prepare yourself.
You snotted.
Look outside, the snow is falling. What a sight to see. Daddy will be coming home as happy as can be. He'll be walking through the door 10 minutes after 9. 'Cause the bus takes each night is always right on time. It's gonna be a very merry Christmas.
You gotta wait for it. It's worth listening to, I promise.
It's gonna be
so somebody rap?
A real-fashioned Christmas for my children, their daddy and me.
Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to be.
We're sorry to interrupt this program, but a bulletin has just been handed me. There's been a serious accident involving the number 5 bus out of New Haven. The only information we have is that the bus skidded on a patch of ice and slammed into a tree. Stay tuned to this station for further details.
So,
I don't know how to process. She's a stage 5 songwriter.
It's not over.
That's not an ad?
No. So... So she's singing because daddy's coming home. It's going to be Christmas.
Daddy
my number
dies.
One question.
I think daddy just died.
My number one question is, why is daddy working till 9 p.m. on Christmas night?
And why is he going to come home happy as can be?
Right? What's he doing? And then they're, you know, listening to the bulletin as well. And, oh, God. And, okay.
Mommy, isn't that the bus?
Guess we're done talking.
Daddy rides each night. Put your mind at ease, my children. Everything's all right.
Everyone, she's shaking her head no.
Get excited. Things will be okay. Nothing bad is gonna happen on this Christmas day. It's gonna be.
Gentlemen, I've just been handed the latest report involving bus number 5 out of New Haven. And from all indications, we're sorry to report that there were no survivors.
I feel like we're listening to a soap opera. What keeps happening with the other music, though?
I don't know what that's all about, but...
That's new for you, too?
Well, no, I mean, I've listened to this song. I thought the same thing. Like,
this
what the fuck?
This is a legit song.
This is a legit song from the 70s. Not done. So hold your panties.
We had some good drugs in the 70s.
Daddy's dead.
I see that.
Nobody's having a good fashion Christmas.
She told him not to worry. Nothing's good, bad's going to happen.
And they're like,
Christmas.
There's no fucking survivors.
Daddy gone.
Congratulations. Everybody got to hear it because it was over the radio. So your children are listening to it. Here we go. Oh my God, just kidding.
Oh my God, this just can't happen. What am I to do? What have I got left in life to look forward to? Who will walk me down?
On my wedding day, who is gonna buy me toys and take me out to play? Daddy! Daddy!
Merry Christmas, everybody! No, it's late. I missed my bus. Well, don't just stand there. Help me with these presents.
It's gonna be a real old-fashioned Christmas.
What a whirlwind of emotion.
My children, their daddy, and me.
If that doesn't bring some joy to your life.
Except for all the people who did die.
Oh, I mean, there's that.
What the fuck? Nothing bad can happen on Christmas to us.
To us.
Sorry about all you poor
fuckers. We have great luck, but you guys
that
really kicked the bucket.
That's the fucking weirdest song I think I've ever heard.
And I just feel like on Monday, when you're a certified old CMT, EMT, you know, you're going to be out and about around on...
I am already a certified EMT.
Well, I know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're doing it all day long is okay. What I mean. Good.
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. I'm just... Anyway, I just hope you think of that song.
I'm so glad that you blessed my life with that.
You know, I feel like it was great.
It was a treat for my ear holes.
It was not a treat. When I listened to it the first time, I was like, what is going on?
How did you come by that? Come upon it.
You were right.
How'd you hear about that?
Let me rephrase. You know, I have my sources. It was a real doozy. The faces that you made during each of the broadcasts were...
First of all, I didn't know what was happening. I thought that, like, ads were happening again, like the first HIV one. And I was like, I thought you were about to panic because it was cutting out. And then I realized that that was a song. And then I was like, what? Like... No, it was like a whirlwind of emotions.
Yeah, I was a little concerned. And I don't understand what the difference, like the different songs were.
I don't know.
Before
either.
The broadcast, that was kind of weird. But
one verse said mourning the dad. And the next verse, he's alive.
I know. It's just, it makes you like.
Why did the dad ring the doorbell?
Because he wanted to surprise him.
Does he not live there?
He wanted to surprise him. That he wasn't in a bus accident where everybody perished.
Hey guys, I missed my bus. What the fuck?
Did you see the crash back there? Glad I didn't make it.
And then I love the kid who says, who's going to buy me toys?
I know. That's all he cares about. The one walking down the aisle.
I have a kid that would say that.
The one walking down the aisle is a little sad.
Yeah. Why would you add that in there? Who's going to walk me down the aisle?
And I love how when she started singing, you're like...
Because I'm like, really? They're going to throw a child in here? What is this, the saddest fucking Christmas song on
the
planet?
Well, no, it gets happy at the end.
I
see that. I see a happy ending. We love happy endings. Okay, are you ready to read some Am I the Asshole?
I would love to. Am I reading?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I have not... I found these. I don't know what they are. We're going in blind. You get this one. It's longer.
I have glasses on. This whole fucking page?
Yeah. Just one.
Line? Oh. I'm like, Ada.
Am I the asshole?
In, what's that called?
What?
When they put the letters like that.
Abbreviations?
It's not an abbreviation there. It's like a mnemonic. Mnemonic.
Okay.
No, that's numbers. Fuck, I don't know.
That's numeric.
Kind of me that. It's the margarita, guys. I am fucking brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Am I the asshole for not going home for Christmas and being petty? Not that a-hole. That makes zero sense.
Oh, so they have deemed obviously already that they're not.
They're saying he's not an a-hole.
Correct.
The jury is still out here.
Yeah, okay. We are definitely, like, I feel like you're already an asshole just because.
You're not going to go home for Christmas. Your poor mom.
Yeah.
Fuck her. Okay, this is currently a huge issue in our family, so I came to the internet for impartial advice. Thank you for taking the time to read this.
Okay, time out real quick. Do you think you would ever put any of your issues on the internet for people to judge?
Tashina?
Yeah.
We have a live podcast.
This is is a private podcast.
Where I have said a whole lot of stupid shit that I'm sure I'm judged by every day.
We have like 3 listeners. Go ahead.
Remind me to tell you a story about that.
Okay.
I, 25-year-old female.
Oh, you did it. Good job.
I didn't really understand it. Have been with my girlfriend.
Ooh, Rita. Lesbian. Good job, Rita.
Rita, 27-year-old female. Ooh, okay. Rachel Raba. For 10 months. I've always known I was bi, but for a long time I used to date casually. So in a sense, this is my first serious and healthy relationship and the only time I fell head over heels in love with someone. I live in a different state than all of my other family members, and my job is very demanding, so I don't really get to see them much throughout the year. I would like to introduce Rita to my family, and since my mom hosts us all for Christmas, I thought maybe that would be a good time. Also, while I did summer this... That's not my fault. Listen, look at the fucking summer.
Oh, yeah.
Some rhymes. Sometimes talk to my family about my previous partners. I never brought anyone home. So for me, I feel like this is a huge deal. She does not know how to type. I even asked Rita to keep...
Rita?
I asked Rita to keep her schedule clear for a few days at that time, which is extremely hard for her because she's a medical resident. And she rarely gets to be off for that long. When I told my parents that I would like to do that, they said Christmas was for family members only and that my brother, Charlie, 35-year-old male, and his wife, Emily, 32-year-old female, are finally expecting a baby after several failures over the year. And he told my parents multiple times that he would like the entire attention to be on them, not me, for once. I argued that I literally had no other time available for me or Rita to travel and that I was serious about her and she may end up being family sooner than they think. My parents didn't agree, so I called Charlie and asked her about this nonsense. Charlie, wasn't that the brother?
That's what I thought. Or is that the wife?
No. Okay. 35-year-old male, but I asked her about this nonsense.
Okay.
He's gender neutral.
Okay, perfect. He, she, we don't know.
He went on a 15-minute rant saying that he felt he was invincible when I came around. Invincible. I came around. And would like to share this huge moment in his life. And I would be a huge asshole bringing a girl home for the first time ever and overshadowing him.
Oh, boy.
It escalated into an argument, and I hung up saying I'm too tired to have this conversation now, and we'd talk later. So I called my mother, and she said, and said I won't be coming home for Christmas if Rita isn't coming because I don't want to leave her alone for the holidays. My mother told me I was being petty because Rita couldn't care less about this. She's Jewish. I said I was giving my brother all the spotlight in the world. I got several messages from Charlie after this saying it would create even more drama. Am I being petty? Am I being a petty asshole like they say I am? No, your family is fucking retarded.
I don't understand why can't everybody just get along? Bring your person.
Or don't.
But like, why is it a big deal? Because she's bringing a girl home. Who cares?
Do you think it's more of that?
Yeah, probably.
Then, like if it was a boy, they would have been more fine with it?
Probably.
Sounds like they homophobes.
Burn them.
At the stake. Assholes. I do not think she's an asshole.
I don't think she's an asshole either. Okay. Fun. I got one more.
Hopefully you read that better than I did.
I'm starting to get sweaty. Am I the asshole for begging my girlfriend to uphold a sexist tradition just so she can make a good first impression? I'm going to say
Yes. Immediately
you're an asshole. I have a big family that's incredibly close. We have big family dinners every few months where we all meet at my great-grandfather's estate and eat together. Typically, how this works is that the women go cook for the time they're there and men don't, which I am fully aware is sexist as hell. That being said, I am one of the youngest people in the family and my protests mean literally nothing. Some of those women who chose not to cook, however, This is usually met with a level of ostracizing. The women who don't cook are lives and long-term girlfriends.
That, I think that's supposed to be wives.
The women who don't cook are wives and long-term girlfriends.
They don't have a proofreader on this site.
So, they kind of already have a good family relationship doctored in. Oh, okay. So he's saying that if they don't cook, it's because they're already in the family and there's nothing they can do about it. Cool. When I have seen new partners not cook, it's gone bad. Like completely ostracized, not speaking, cattiness, rudeness, etc. The dinner will be in 2 weeks and my girlfriend has asked if she could attend. Initially, she said yes, which is great. I want for her to meet everyone and for everyone to get used to her being around. But when I explained to her the tradition, she was understandably bothered. I told her that I understood where she was coming from. However, it was best for everyone if she just played along. I told her this isn't a permanent thing and that I am only asking her to do this so she can avoid bad treatment from the rest of my family. This is her first impression and I don't think it's best if we cause waves. She told me that is unacceptable and if she has to do that she will not be going. I've tried to find a compromise with her on this, but she won't budge and she's pissed at me. She told me that if I think it's acceptable to make her do this, I'm just as bad as everyone else. Well, my point is that she needs to make a good first impression.
It's all about cooking.
Right.
When you go somewhere, don't you normally offer to help cook? Do you?
Yes.
So do I.
Or you already bring something, or...
Yeah.
Or you help, like, chop up something, or...
I like to ask, like, when it's clear that it's done. Do you need some help with that?
Me too.
And then they're like, oh, no, we're good. We're almost done. And I'm like, okay. And then my job here is done.
Yeah. And then you've tried, and they can't be mad at you for it.
But I don't really think he's much of an asshole. Do you?
I think this situation, I mean, he's like forcing her. I think if he wouldn't have said anything, she probably would have went in there unless she's a complete, like,
he should have just been like, look, I don't care if you don't cook. If you don't want to cook, fine. But I'm just telling you the repercussions are that the women in my family might treat you like shit. If you want to deal with that, fine. I'm like, I'll support you.
I probably wouldn't even have said anything. Depending on how your girlfriend is.
Unless he's got like a really catty family, like bad.
Yeah.
Some families are.
Yeah.
They'll eat you alive.
But I would assume. I don't know. I would assume if it was a. I don't know.
No assuming. That's bad.
I know. You can't assume. Assumptions are like assholes. Everybody's got one.
False.
And nobody likes other people's. Mm-mm. Oh, that's opinions.
Both.
I don't know. I feel like if you wouldn't even have said anything, it wouldn't have been a big deal. And he could have probably offered, or to help or something, and then it probably would have made her.
The women.
I know, but maybe he could have been like, "Oh, would you want to go help?" And she, because like if you're just sitting in there with a bunch of dudes,
yeah,
you're not gonna want to do that either.
It's kind of normal though when you're at like family events. Do you have men in there cooking?
Matt cooks a lot.
Does in the kitchen? Uh-huh. He's in there.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Thanksgiving, John and Joey and all of them were, like, outside doing the turkey, if
right.
You want to count that as cooking. It's more like drinking beer
right.
Outside while something's getting hot.
While something's boiling.
Yeah.
So that
Can
was...
Can I tell you my John story really fast?
Yes, of course.
He is a pain in the ass. John is very good at keeping things secret.
Okay. I am not.
If somebody tells him something and they say, don't say... John will not fucking say it. So anyways, he's like, I heard that you raved about the turkey on your last podcast. And I'm like, really? Who told you that? He's like, I can't tell you because they wish to be anonymous. And I'm like, John, who fucking told you? Like, I just want to know who my fucking biggest fan is.
Right.
Tell me. And he's like, I can't tell you. They want to be anonymous, but they have not missed one episode.
Oh my god, those poor people. Whoever you are.
I wonder if she doesn't want to be.
Can we give a care package or something? Is there something that we could help you with?
We'll send you books to help intellectually stimulate your brain better than we have.
He never did tell you?
No.
Oh. Please make yourself known so we can...
Or don't. It's okay, but...
Praise you with all the kudos.
This is probably why he didn't, because he knew, and she, whoever, it, he, they, him...
Her.
Knew that they'd get a shout out on our very famous podcast, and so they're like, we're going to stay anonymous.
They probably didn't even want to stay anonymous. John's probably just didn't
want... He probably fucking listened to it himself and was like...
He probably did.
He's like, ah, shit, they gave me a
shout
out.
Maybe he hasn't missed one podcast of ours.
He would John's not be our able biggest... to keep his mouth shut because we talk way too much trash about him on some podcast.
John's our favorite listener. Who does John even speak to?
John is not our favorite listener. He's our biggest fan.
That's what I said.
You said he's our favorite listener, which would mean that we love him more than all of our other listeners.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, that is not accurate.
I do like John more than I ever have.
True. Me too. Actually.
To be fair,
me too.
Anyway, that's all I have today. We can make it short and sweet. You have anything else you want to talk about?
No.
35 minutes. So you either get a fucking hour from us.
Or nothing. Or nothing. Well, you came in like a goddamn drill sergeant. I felt like I wasn't even allowed to speak. Like, literally 30 seconds in and we're already doing our hello, welcome to... We've never done that.
I know, because I feel like we need...
You can't change the way that things are and have been.
You said...
Okay, well, I go kicking and screaming for change, so...
Okay, well, you didn't kick or scream. You told me in our last podcast.
And there was no how you do, how's your week, nothing. It was like, okay, today I have... And you grabbed a piece of paper, and so I feel like I can't talk to you about anything. All the things that I wanted to tell you, I'm like... gone.
Because you can't remember them because I gave you tequila?
A little bit of that, but also a little bit of intimidation.
You said that we were complete squirrels the last time, and so I wanted to make sure that we got...
I still loved us, but that's fine. Can I just talk about how our last podcast we put, like, I was telling you how I want to put a plan in motion to fix my fucking life?
Yeah.
So this week I really tried.
I was going to say!
Yeah. I have worked out every day this week.
God damn. I mean, I was going to say you are looking smashing.
These are fucking falling off.
Smashing.
But let me tell you the main reason that I have to... it's not even an option anymore. EMT pants don't fit fat people.
They don't fit people.
They don't.
Wow.
And they go up high to my armpits. You know those new mom pants that go up so high that people have shirts tucked in and then you could literally see the whole stomach?
Yeah.
I've never been about that, ever, in my life. I wear sweaters. I do everything I can possibly do to cover the fact that I've had 12 kids. Like, because people don't know I've had kids and I've been doing a very good job at hiding it, you know? So then you put those on and I'm required to tuck my shirt in. There's no way to cover that.
What did you say? What did you say you look like?
Just now?
No. When you text me.
Winnie the Pooh? Yes. I straight. Winnie the Pooh. I'm a fucking medical professional who looks like Winnie the Pooh. I might as well carry a tub of honey. And it's been bullshit. And I have been so mad about it to the point where I'm like, I love the way my life is going, but this is a make or break it. I cannot. It really is. I'm not going to walk around with that thing just hanging out. Fucking can't. You know how some men accidentally zip up their... I'm gonna zip my fucking stomach right off. Like, it's not okay. It's not okay. So, I have to do something with my life. And so I've been eating healthier. I've been exercising.
What are you... Are you doing bar?
No, I'm doing...
I love how we both said we were gonna start bar on Monday and didn't do a shit thing.
I can't... So... The things that I used to do, how, like, strict I used to be, like, I keep trying to get back to that, like, but I almost feel like it's just not for me anymore,
no.
Like, I'm not meant to be back there, like, that was in the past, because no matter
seasons.
How...
Seasons, we're in different seasons.
And no matter how fucking hard I try, I cannot, and I think it's because I have been so strict for so many years, I've really, like, that is all I focused on for, like, 10 straight years, mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I can't, like... And then the last time I was super strict on my food, I wound up in the hospital dying from an infection. Not that it was that diet's fault, but I'm going to blame it because,
yeah. Fuck.
And I have zero desire. I'm like, okay, I'm going to set my alarm clock early. No, I intentionally snooze that shit. I cannot do it. I cannot. I bought myself a personal development book. I love books and personal development. I fucking read the first page. What is this rubbish? And I just fucking put it down. Like, I'm not reading this. I'm not.
This book belongs to you. Absolutely not.
Not me.
Not me.
No, fuck
this. I'm not
this
putting
book.
My commitment onto a piece of paper. I already did that and it didn't work.
So I have literally decided that I'm just going to do what fits in my lifestyle. I'm not going to fucking plan anything. If I don't want to fucking wake up in the morning, maybe it's because I'm goddamn tired and I'm going to sleep. If I wake up in the morning, I'll do my exercise. If I don't, maybe I feel like doing it at lunch, which was awful, but I did it. And, you know, I'm just going to do...
You. Just do you, boo.
And I'm going to try to eat the healthiest I can, but I'm not going to fucking deprive myself.
Welcome to the way Tashina has lived her life, her whole entire life.
And I'm really hoping that all these choices will help me fit in my EMT pants.
Even the other ones didn't fit correctly?
No, they're better.
Oh, okay.
They're just, as long as I never sit down, ever.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If I never sit
standing
down.
Standing room only pants.
If I never sit down again,
I will be fine.
But I also got boots that I wore for the first time last night, and they hurt so, like, we were at dinner. We were at a dinner meeting. I lost my
What?
We're at a dinner meeting.
Okay.
In my boots, and I'm sitting, not standing, and my feet hurt. And so I'm like, something's wrong when I'm not even standing and my feet fucking hurt.
Well, they're pretty thick, heavy boots, aren't they?
And they go up halfway to my goddamn knees. And I'm like, babe, something's wrong. And he's like, did you loosen those? I'm like, no. He's like, were they hard to put on?
Yeah.
He's like, they're too fucking tight. So I literally put my foot up inside his crotch, like where the chair was, so that he could fix my shoe. He loosened it. Instantly, I'm like, holy fuck. Hallelujah.
How long have you been wearing shoes?
Tashina, I... barely wear shoes. I wear Hey Dudes. They don't have...
Hey Dudes. You know what I hate about Hey Dudes?
What?
The little thing on the sides. Yeah. If you're sitting, like on the ground, it really hurts the side of your foot.
I don't sit on the ground because I can't get up.
Well, I've been sitting on the ground a lot.
For wrestling?
No. But that's a good... That was a good guess. No, when I helped Matt paint his office, I was like sitting on the ground like doing it. And the freaking Hey Dude things on the sides were beating my shit up. I was like, these are stupid.
So anyways, the whole point of this conversation was that I am doing good things with my life.
What time are you waking up? Because I feel like I had text messages at the ass crack of dawn.
Well, this morning I was on call and we had a car accident at 5 a.m.
Oh, fuck. It's gonna be
you miss
not
the-
so Merry Christmas.
He missed the bus. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was home by like 5:50, and then I just worked out while Trin was in the shower, so that worked out.
Oh.
Out of the whole week, the only day that I actually woke up on my own early enough to work out was Wednesday. Other than that, I did it on lunch or whenever I could get it in, and it was so much less stressful. Like, I just did it when I needed to.
Yeah. Well, I'm very proud of you. I felt like you were reading, coffee, exercising. It was definitely a hoog. Hoog.
And to us egg. Telling John about it, he's so insightful sometimes, that motherfucker. I was like telling him exactly what I just told you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying really hard to be like, get my shit together and be. Because I used to love how I was like so. The word is not regimented, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good job. Anyways, and I can't do it anymore, and I told them that I can't read personal development anymore, even though I looked up books and found the one that I thought would be the best and bought it, and it was rubbish. He was like, do you ever think that maybe you read so many personal development books that, like, maybe it's just you have outgrown them? Like, maybe you just don't need it anymore. He's like, you're probably growing, like, more than... He didn't say it. He said it so much better than I'm saying it.
Right. He's very eloquent.
Yes. Like, you have grown more than you think you have, and so, like, maybe it's not in your season right now to, like, need personal development. And he's like, you... Basically, how much... Just how great I am.
Right.
How much I've grown this
year. You need to read Big Magic again.
I can't.
That is going to light your fire. No. I know it.
And never again.
You have to.
I have carpal tunnel from that book.
Big Magic is going to light your spirit on
all
fire.
All I see is fucking Christmas cups, and I want to set them all
ablaze. don't read it until after Christmas. And then, because you're going to want to start your journey, remember, Stephanie of 2024 is on the path. So, read it at Christmas, the day after Christmas. And then you'll be done with it by New Year's Day. Fantastic.
That's not like a book about fixing your life. It's a book about creativity.
But I feel like if you're creative...
I don't have time to be creative right now. Right at the new year, I start my EMT class. I have to focus.
But don't you feel like it just gives you a boost of energy? Oh, God, it did me.
I'm still... That's probably why I can't get my shit together. I'm still recovering. Do you know my decrepit-ass little hand painted so many coffee mugs because
I was staring at the mug that you... So when we went to my mom's for Thanksgiving, I was looking at the mug you did. Angela still has hers up for her, the one that you did for her. And then mine is still sitting above my computer. I just stare at it.
I wonder how those, like, people who actually use those mugs, how they've...
Held up?
Yeah.
I think my mom's used hers. She didn't put it through the dishwasher or anything, I don't think.
Because I made one for Joey, the Quick Draw McGraw. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Well, he's quick.
Yeah.
So I was showing you. I drew that one, and that one's fine, and we use it.
Oh.
But we don't use a dishwasher, and I don't know if people...
Yeah.
Nobody's asked for their money back yet, so...
Well. And then Green Lights is another... Green Light? The Matthew McConaughey one?
Oh, God, I love him.
You would love that book.
I read it.
Did you like it? I feel like you should read that one again. That's a good one.
I read it physically, but maybe I need to listen.
Oh, you need to listen. Oh.
Or something about Matthew McConaughey that just...
All right. Oh, he is, and it's a great, the way he laughs, I just love that. That is a great one to pleasure your ear holes with.
Unlock the song you play for us. Okay, well, we're reaching our time limit.
See, we made it up, no problem.
I don't think alcohol should be allowed in here anymore, because I'm...
My God, boozy.
Did you not even drink yours?
I drank some of it. I have to do a workout still tonight because I'm doing a December challenge of rent. Jesus, do you want mine too? You can have it. Go ahead. Get tossed. Oh, God, already? Yeah. It's good to kill you.
Of that something rainbow legs?
Yeah, it's pretty much one of those bar moves, and it's 100 reps. So you have to do 50 on one leg, 50 on the other day.
So that's your...
What? 50 on one leg, 50 on the other leg. Jeez, oh Pete.
So that's your entire exercise? Just 100 leg lifts?
For the month of December. So last one...
I don't think that'll take you very long.
No, I don't think so either. It only took me 12 minutes to do the 3.5 miles. Well, some days were a little bit better than others. But last month for November, her challenge was 100 bicep curls.
Talk about some tendonitis.
It must be 50 and 50. Do you think?
Yeah.
Or 100.
With like 1 pound?
No. She had freaking... She was using like 8 pounds.
She must do like 10 reps throughout the day. Like 10 reps of 10 throughout the day.
Yeah.
Not back to back.
There's no way.
I see. I see her at a PT place like, help me. I'm right. Inflamed.
Well, and... Yeah, so I don't know if it was 50 on each arm. Because she was doing it at the same time. So maybe she just did 100. No, she did 100 because it was she did 3,000 over the... 3,000.
I hate people like her.
Me too. Well, this was fun. Thanks for having a podcast. We actually made a date and stayed with it. Huzzah!
I totally forgot once we made it that we had the Christmas party tonight. And so I was like, I'm not canceling on her. We'll just get that shit done. Cool. And then I'll be late.
Matt said, well, I wanted to go to dinner, and I was like, I'm not canceling.
Sorry.
I won't do it.
But it's nobody goes to dinner before 6.
Apparently, 90-year-old Matt wanted to go at 4:15, and I just had, it was my boss's birthday today, and so we just had cake and chips and a whole bunch of shit, and I was like full at 4:15. I'm still full now.
Where are you guys going to go?
I don't know. I don't even know if we're going to dinner.
They're having a Christmas, obviously, party. I said that 12 times. But macaroni and cheese bake-off.
Where?
At this fucking Christmas party.
Can I go?
You could if you want, but I have a hard time. Can you do potlucks?
Have you seen where people live?
That's exactly my point. And now that I am an EMT and I go into these fucking people's houses, I mean, obviously, for the most part, I'm sure the people at the fire department, you know, like, I feel like some, you know, yeah. I just don't like potlucks. Fire department anywhere. Not just fire department anywhere. I'm not a fan.
No.
I have to see your kitchen. I have to see your utensils and your sink.
I thought you were going to say uterus, and I was like, okay.
Show me your uterus if you want me to eat that mac. Jeez.
Really quickly, there was a TikTok of, like, you know how they keep saying, like, Roman empires? It's, like, something that you're stuck on, Roman empires. And this lady said she watched a video. You're never going to be able to get this out of your head, so I just want you to know. Where a woman had sucked her dirty tampon.
Wait, what?
You heard me.
In her mouth?
Yeah. And apparently there was, like, a clot on it and everything.
She must be iron deficient.
Did you hear me?
What?
There was a clot on it and everything. And I was that's a fucking disgusting. Why would you do that?
Who did it? I don't understand.
Some chick on TikTok did it.
It was probably Kool-Aid.
Maybe. That's fucking disgusting. Either way, why would you even... What?
For likes? People... Yeah. I bet you that thing got 7 million views.
Probably.
Like the two girls in a cup.
Two girls in a cup?
Don't Google that. Don't ever Google that.
Two girls. No, I don't want to do that.
Don't. Guys, I don't even know why I said that out loud.
Don't do it. Whoever you are listening, the one viewer that we have, don't listen.
Jesus loves me. Yes, he
does. Why are you singing religious songs?
Because images.
Oh, okay.
Don't Google that, guys. It's terrible. Get it. Don't.
Well, now you're making everybody want to. When you tell somebody to not do it.
Do it.
No, I don't want to do it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. No. Okay, well, it's been fun. We'll talk to you guys later.
You give her saying goodbye. Can I not say it
properly?
No.
One drop of alcohol and she doesn't do her bye right. Go ahead.
Cheerio.